This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about, especially in pain control. Apparently, 100 million Americans have chronic pain. 100 million. Finally, we're getting some data and stuff we could talk about rather than bashing doctors. I can't stand it when, oh, the doctors are ready to medicines. That's why we have the opioid crisis. No. Okay, we have an opioid crisis because we have a lot of people in pain. Can somebody fix the pain? Quit going after the doctors, please. We're going to talk about that. Plus, a non-opioid withdrawal medication coming out on the market soon, which looks pretty, pretty good. They're still trying to figure out why we have such a big E. coli outbreak. We think it's going to wind down soon, but we still have an issue. We have a doctor charged in a $240 million fraud case because he allegedly gave chemo to patients who didn't need the chemo. We also have lizards with green blood. Why are lizards' blood green? Not too sure, but we'll talk about it. Then we have a teen who develops, quote-unquote, wet lung after vaping for 3 weeks. Not a very, very good condition. We're going to be talking about that and why, again, we've got to really control our kids' vaping. We have the 12 occupations that appears to attract serial killers. Now, I'm not saying if you work in this occupation, you are next to a serial killer, but I find this fascinating from a psychological standpoint. And the Congo, excuse me, has reported its first urban case in the latest of the Ebola outbreak. Once Ebola goes urban, they could spread like wildfire. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the news is all about covering the royal wedding. I don't know if you guys are into it. I don't want to insult anybody. I'm just not into this one. I mean, I think Harry is really cool. I think he's a cool cat, you know, for being a royal. I really like he and, is it William, his brother? Yeah. They seem cooler than Charles was, you know, maybe just because they're younger and maybe more my age. And, nice guy. Meghan looks really, really pretty. But it's just, I'm just not into it. And everybody around me is all into this wedding. Oh, the royal wedding, like Harry and Meghan is arriving for tea with the Queen and having a rehearsal with the wedding party at Windsor Castle. Okay, well, that's nice. I just don't care. What's wrong with me? What is it? I like to diagnose myself psychologically, which is kind of scary sometimes because then I'm like, you know what? I better not leave my bed. Just stay home. Don't look at anybody. They're going to think you're out of it. But, I just am not into this particular royal wedding. I thought the Princess Diana wedding in the 80s was boring. It was cool. It was very ceremonial. So I thought that was cool. I thought the Kate, Will and Kate's wedding was very beautiful. Very, very cool. But I didn't watch it all night long. I guess it's 6 a.m. Eastern time, so that'd be 3 a.m. my time. I'm not going to get up to, watch, people who are a lot richer than me, have their fairy tale wedding. And no, it's not a jealousy thing. It's not a jealousy thing because I don't know if I would really want to live in Windsor Castle or Buckingham Palace or that. I mean, I don't speak the language. I'm very, I'm more woman with the way I speak, and I don't want to be a foreigner in England. England's beautiful. It's a nice country, but I don't think the British like me that much. And so, it's not that I'm jealous. I think what it is, if I had to really pinpoint it, is the one thing that I find that is super cool about Prince Charles and Lady Diana and Kate and Will and Queen Elizabeth is we have in modern times traces of history, or a lot of history, through this monarchy. We actually have a current king. And I know there's King Jordan, and I know there's kings in other countries, but we have probably the closest access to this royal family, which would be our closest access to anything that kind of takes us back to the olden days and medieval times and all that, right? And I guess this wedding is different because, Harry partied and, he met Meghan, and Meghan's pretty, and she's American, and it just doesn't have that, British sword, shield, horses coming down from general. It just doesn't have that feel. Now, some people say, well, it's because, he's our firstborn. He's not going to be future king. So people aren't. Nah, I don't even think it's that. I think Harry's like one of us. Harry's always been one of us. So you see one of us go and, have all this pomp and circumstance. And, is Meghan a real princess? See, when we all grew up, like Cinderella and all that, we thought it was really, really cool where somebody who wasn't a blue blood would be able to be a princess one day. So I get that people like that with, Meghan gets now be a princess. But it just to me seems we're forcing something modern into this fairy tale historic picture, and it just doesn't work. Not to the point where I want to stop everything to watch. So it's not a jealousy thing. I think it's cool. I wish them well. I think they're a beautiful couple. And I think the royals are awesome. But I don't know. It just doesn't seem king, queenie, prince, princessy to me. Now, mind you, those boys losing their mother the way they lost their mother. Tragic. And so I am rooting for them. I am rooting for them and their wives and the family. But I don't know. I just, who cares? Let's move on. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some of your calls on the caller line, so we'll get to all of them when we get back. 1-877-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, so some of you guys have called in with your comments and questions. Let's get to some of them now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I got molested in the hospital. And he was doing the EKG on me after I got assaulted by someone else. I went to the hospital, and he was putting the EKG on my breast in the bright light. And I was severely traumatized. And he starts pinching and twisting my nipple with two fingers as he's got the other finger on the EKG lead under my breast. So, figure that one out. Anyway, you don't need any more details. I gave you some of the up and up.
That's a shame. I am so sorry. I wish I could talk to you live. That is, you know, we didn't bring that up. Getting an EKG and how, unfortunately, that could be kind of a vulnerable position for a lot of us, especially women. I am so sorry that you were assaulted in the hospital. We were talking about doctors not listening to EKG, not listening to hearts, and, you know, trying to avoid women's breasts altogether so they aren't accused. Unfortunately, we do have victims who were assaulted in hospital settings. Looks like this caller. And again, I'm so sorry that happened to you. So, you know, I've been asked about the EKG leads because the EKG leads seem to be pretty intrusive. And just to recap, an EKG is an electrocardiogram where we read the electricity being discharged from the heart. And it's supposed to be in a predictable pattern. When we see changes in the propagation of the electrical current, whether it be by rate or polarity, with vectors, we can determine that there's an issue with part of the heart muscle. It was brilliantly designed. I think the EKGs came out in the 40s. And I have one from 1950 era, and it's this big, huge box with a couple leads, and they were able to figure out how to pick up electrical current, and then once they, you know, determined the norm, then if somebody had a change or an aberration to that pattern, we figured out what that meant. And so it was one of the smartest tests because it's non-invasive. You don't have to cut into a body to get this test. You don't have to suck out blood or bodily fluid. It's very inexpensive, and it is very sensitive. The EKG is a very, very sensitive test for picking up heart disease. It's not very specific. You could have an abnormal EKG, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have heart disease. But if you are having a heart attack, that EKG is going to pick it up. So it's very sensitive. Okay? So, the leads, though, in order to read the electrical current, the leads have to surround the heart. And the heart is in the center of the chest but leans towards the left. The left ventricle is bigger than the right. The left ventricle is angled in such a way where the heart doesn't look like, you know, a Valentine's heart. I don't know where the Valentine's heart came from. The heart is kind of like a box more type of shape with the four ventricles and the four chambers. And so with the way it sits, it leans more towards the left. And so when you look on a chest x-ray, you see the heart more on the left side. So we need to receive that electrical current. And with a woman with breasts, I mean, me, I've had a couple kids, so the EKG leads could be anywhere they want to. As long as they avoid the feet, they're not going to hit my breasts. But for the average woman, the breast tissue is in the chest area, right? And so the EKG has to go from the, if you guys feel your sternum, the center part of your chest, all right? We go a few ribs down in between the rib space, the intercostal space, and we put one lead on the right side, another lead on the left side. All right, so we're avoiding the breast there. Then we have to put lead 3, 4, 5, and 6. Those, if you look, you know, at a Google image of where EKG placement is, it looks like it surrounds a breast. And it has nothing to do with the breast, it's just we are trying to get to the heart. Because the breast tissue can't be removed, we have to put it up under the breast. There should be no nipple involvement. Some people may put the EKG lead on top of the breast near the nipple if the breasts are small. I prefer to move the breast out of the way and not have that breast tissue interfere with the electrical current, the read of it. But you got to get the breast out of the way. You know, it's the heart. And, you know, unfortunately, I see how that could be a very vulnerable time if you do have a predator working in the hospital, which is rare. I mean, you know, EKGs, we have millions of EKGs being done a day in this country. You know, this it should be rare, and what happened to her is tragic. But you're undressed. You know, and I've had some women keep me dressed, kind of, and work under the gown. Very, very cool. And you can. You know, they'll say to lift the breast, they'll put the little EKG leads. By the way, your sixth one should be mid-axillary. Line should be more on the side. But again, when you're lying down and the breast moves to one side, it could be in the way. So, yeah, you know, to get to the heart, the breast is going to be in the way. Nobody should be playing with it. Nobody should be, you know. One thing I do notice, and I've talked to some male nurses about this, is there's a couple different approaches that people have when they touch you and you're naked in a medical setting. And there's two different paths that people usually take. And it's different strokes for different folks, okay? You know, sometimes you're going to like one way, sometimes you're not going to like it. And so one method, which I kind of was trained, is look at the breast like it's a foot or an elbow or an ear. Move it out of the way. It's not, it's just another body part. Don't sexualize it. Don't make a big deal about it. Just, you know, you got to listen to the heart. Listen to the heart. It's all about the heart. And be very mechanic and professional and just, just like, I don't even notice that it's a sex organ. I'm just doing what I got to do. This is what we have to do. And so that was kind of a way I was trained in the 90s. All right. And, you know, I kind of train medical students. That way I teach at Toro University of Nevada. You know, like if you're about to do a testicular exam, you don't sit there and go, okay, well, now we are going to start examining the testicles. I am going to do this. Hey, don't make a big, if you look at an ear, you say, I'm going to examine your ear. I'm going to examine your heart. I'm going to examine the testicle. Don't spend overly amounts of time, you know, building up what you're about to do because you're nervous. It looks like you're nervous. It makes them nervous. Tell them what you're going to do. Ask permission. And then do it. It's a body part. It's a body part, right? You got to get in there. You got, you know, cancer doesn't give a damn if it's a testicle, a breast, a tongue, or an ear. Cancer's, you know, you got to get in there and do what you have to do. So, for some patients, they don't like that. Somebody going in and I'm just going to move the breasts out of the way and listen to the heart. You know, for somebody like me, I'm like, do your job. Do what you got to do. I don't care how robotically. Just get the job done. I don't care. Get it done. But for some people, they'll be like, oh, my God, that was my breast. He just moved my breast. He just touched it. So the other method that some people do, nursing and medicine, is they do take the time, which, again, may work for other people. It wouldn't work for me as a patient. But they do take the time to say, okay, you have breast tissue there. I need the breast tissue moved out of the way so I can get to the heart. Do you mind moving your breast or may I move the breast? Some people like that. They're like, wow, he was sensitive. He asked permission. He was aware. They like that. For me, I'm like, please don't make a big deal about it. Just do it already. So in the medical profession, you end up choosing one or the other. And you are always going to tick somebody off either way. You know, and these things are uncomfortable. And so there are compromises. You know, you could say, to get to the heart, I need to get under the breast. You know, would you like to move it or do you want me to? Boom. And just, I don't know. For me, I'm like, just do it. So it's a very frustrating thing for patients. Again, I'm sorry that our listener had that experience. That's not cool at all. That shouldn't have happened. I hope that guy got fired. If not arrested, that is assault. But EKGs are going to be in areas that, you know, men will not like the fact that they have to be shaved. If I can't get that EKG lead to stick, then I, you know, because there's hair, we are going to shave you. You know, when it comes to the body, okay, we don't, you know, care about all the niceties. My job is to make sure you're not having a heart attack. And if you are in cardiac arrest, I mean, I don't care if that bra is coming off, the shirt's coming off. If I got to shave you down to, you know, I mean, you being alive is much more important than body hair. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got two scary stories having to do with vaping. One is a man died because his vape pen exploded and he sustained a projectile wound to the head. A 38-year-old Florida man was killed when the vape pen he was using exploded. It launched two pieces of the object into the head. His name was Tom Modge Wake D'Elia. And the official cause of death, which is actually the first e-cig fatality in the U.S., was listed as a projectile wound of the head and ruled accidental. This happened on May 5th. Somebody died from his vaping pen. He also suffered burns on nearly 80% of his body, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Firefighters discovered him in the upstairs bedroom in his St. Petersburg home after responding to a fire alarm. At the time of his death, D'Elia was using a, quote, mod type of smoke-y mountain mech works pen. And this pen was manufactured in the Philippines. So, huge shock, right? According to the man's father, anybody who has lost a son doesn't want anybody else to lose a child to something like this. A 38-year-old should not be gone, and his mother and I are devastated. So his parents are obviously devastated. Now, the report did not reveal a cause for the device explosion, but a representative told ABC Action News that it was likely due to the atomizer or the battery issue. So, you know, the atomizer is what helps heat up the liquid that gets breathed in and vaped. The company said they've encountered previous issues from other manufacturers creating imitation batteries. They say, I don't know much about the vape technology. I didn't really find out that he didn't find what he was doing attractive. And I asked him to not do it in the house because I didn't like the odor, and he didn't. His mother and I weren't home, so that's why he may have been using it inside. That's according to his father. So apparently he was living with his parents. So the exact circumstances surrounding the explosion are unknown. We don't know why. The CDC advises against carrying e-cig batteries loose in the pockets. We don't want them to come in contact with coins, keys, or metal objects to magnetize them. They also recommend charging the device on a flat surface, away from anything that could catch fire, and to avoid charging it while sleeping or leaving it unattended. He was a television producer, had recently moved to Florida with his wife, Maria. That's crazy, absolutely crazy, to think that your vape pen could blow up in your face. Now, we have a teenager who's recovering after developing wet lung. We've talked about wet lung, hypersensitivity pneumonitis. We'll talk about that. But basically, she's 18 years old, so they call her a teen. I would say woman, but still 18. She works as a hostess in rural Pennsylvania, and she decided to try e-cigs. A lot of bistro workers do that to calm their nerves. And again, I don't know if she was a previous smoker, but I think we have a lot of new people, you know, taking up vaping who never were smokers, and it's kind of the biggest thing now for the kids. So she unfortunately had a case that occurred that was published in the medical journal Pediatrics. And I guess the authors did not disclose her name. And again, she's 18, so I guess it could still be in Pediatrics. But as you know, the e-cigs have this liquid that has to be heated up, turns into vapor. Then you inhale this liquid, and then you exhale it. And the liquid we call e-juice. And this e-juice has flavorings, propylene glycol, glycerin, and nicotine. Nicotine could be addictive. Now, the hostess had been vaping for only 3 weeks, but this occurred last year, and she developed symptoms bad enough to send her to the emergency room at the University of Pittsburgh. So she had coughing, difficulty breathing, and again, we're talking about somebody who just took up vaping. We're not talking about somebody who smoked 40-pack year history and was trying to wean off and was having a real difficult time with their nicotine addiction. We're talking about an 18-year-old who was probably 17 at the time, hence why this was published in Pediatrics. But she didn't have any upper respiratory symptoms, so nobody knows, no nasal congestion. She might have had some mild asthma, but she rarely needed an inhaler, so the cough continued. So the ER docs admitted her to the pediatric intensive care unit, started her on antibiotics, but she began to worsen, and she started to go into respiratory failure. We're talking about a woman, a girl, who was vaping. That is all she did. Now she's going into respiratory failure. That's why this case was being published. She couldn't get enough oxygen into the blood from her lungs. Why? Because the lungs could not transmit the oxygen. Why? Well, she was undergoing hypersensitivity pneumonitis. Her lungs were filling up with fluid, inflammatory fluid, hence wet lung. So she needed chest tubes. Chest tubes are not fun to go in or come out. They are not fun at all, but they are tubes that have to go into the lung. You got to be careful because you don't want to drop a lung and get, you know, air in there. And, you know, you can, you know, get pneumothoraxes because, again, we're entering the pleural cavity. So she also needed to be on a ventilator, a mechanical ventilator to help her breathe. So this hypersensitivity pneumonitis was eventually treated with steroids. I believe they also continued the antibiotics. But the e-cigs led to this lung damage and inflammation. Then the body wanted to help protect itself, so you have this immune response. And the immune response caused more inflammation as well as, quote, leaky blood vessels. So you end up seeping fluid into areas that you don't need to. So she had methylprednisolone, which is a steroid that we use to treat severe allergic reactions. She improved very well. She luckily was able to be weaned off the ventilator 5 days after being admitted to the hospital. All because she smoked an e-cig. Now, I know a lot of you guys vape out there. And so how would you protect against this? How would you, well, you know, again, if you have a cough that doesn't go away, just because you're not smoking doesn't mean you are free from lung disease, A, from that prior smoking, or B, from what you're using to get off smoking. Some people will even notice that even if they quit smoking cold turkey, they'll still have a cough. Right? Any cough that doesn't go away has got to be looked at. Right? And if they can't tell, tell them to do an x-ray. If they still can't tell, tell them to do a CT. But going into respiratory failure can happen very, very quickly. Now, one thing that I think happens is the flavorings that they use to make bubble gum or margarita or bananas foster, those things I think may irritate some people's lung lining. Now, yeah, millions of people who vape, so not everybody goes into respiratory failure, but there's always the one in a blue moon chance that you have the type of body that just doesn't jive with it. Now, vaping has side effects we don't talk about. Some people get dizzy, headaches, nausea, racing heart, anxiety. According to Fox 13 Salt Lake City, you also could have difficulty sleeping. Why? You got nicotine. Nicotine's addictive, and kids can be more easily addicted than adults. They say the rapid spread of vaping was highlighted in a 2016 report from the U.S. Surgeon General that cited a 900% increase in e-cig use by high school students from 2011 to 2015. Then a 2016 National Youth Tobacco Survey noted that 1.7 million high school students have used e-cigs. Every child I know, with the exception of my two children, and I believe them, has tried vaping. You know, I would even like to try it. I have died to see what that bananas foster tastes like. But can you imagine something that's non-cigarette, non-illegal, in a cartridge that looks sleek, that tastes yummy, that'll help give you a buzz? They don't think it's a drug. It is a drug. Nicotine's a drug. Alcohol's a drug. Marijuana's a drug. Cocaine's a drug. The only difference is legality. But they're all addictive. Well, it's okay because you can buy it at the mall, so it's safe. Well, yeah, you can buy it at the mall. You can buy a lot of things at the mall. It doesn't mean it's safe. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but watch your kids and your nieces and nephews. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So breaking news, although some of you may have already heard that Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has had its eruption. Now, I don't know if this is the big one, if more eruptions are supposed to take place, but apparently it did erupt from its summit before dawn this morning. Now, a shelter-in-place warning has been issued. Apparently, there is a plume of ash now 30,000 feet into the sky, whereas yesterday and the day before, it was going up 12,000 feet. They say the powerful stream-driven explosion occurred just before dawn, and it was predicted that it was going to explode. Expected to spew large amounts of volcanic ash and smoke from Kilauea's crater on Hawaii's Big Island. The resulting ash plume, they say, will cover surrounding area. The wind will carry the plume toward the southeast. This is a warning message from the Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency. They said you should shelter in place if you are in the path of the ash plume. Driving conditions may be dangerous, so if you are driving, pull off the road and wait until visibility improves. Now, this explosion came after 2 weeks of the volcanic activity that we've been reporting and you've been hearing over the past 2 weeks. A bunch of fissures have opened up, I believe 17, 18, spewing lava into neighborhoods. Lava has already destroyed about 26 homes, 10 other structures. The crater sits within Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. The crater has been closed since May 11th. Officials have said they didn't expect the explosion to be deadly as long as people remained out of the park. Now, Kilauea is one of the world's most active volcanoes. An eruption in 1924 killed one person, sent rocks, ash, and dust into the air for 17 days. So as you're seeing pictures, you just see like fire in the sky. Now, scientists warned on May 9th that a drop in the lava lake at the summit might create conditions for an explosion that could fling ash and boulders like the size of refrigerators into the air. And then scientists predicted that it would mostly release trapped steam from flash heat and groundwater, released as though it's a kitchen pressure cooker. They say communities a mile or two away may be showered by pea-sized fragments or dusted with non-toxic ash. Now, this volcano has been erupting continuously since 1983, which is why everybody in Hawaii, you know, is a lot more calm than we are. They say it's one of five volcanoes that comprise the Big Island of Hawaii, and it's the only one currently erupting. So when we were in Hawaii, one of our friends had a plane, took us so we could see the lava, and he just kept seeing the lava flow, and we're like, all right, well, I guess, you know, no explosion or whatever. So I guess this isn't all that rare. To me, it's scary. I am scared beyond belief. I mean, already, you know, they've had evacuations of nearby residences and communities like Leilani Estates. And so they couldn't have been that prepared because, you know, why are homes so close to the area? But then again, I guess these are risks people take when they live near a volcano. The Big Island, just to recap, that's not where Honolulu is. Honolulu is in Oahu. Oahu is one of the smaller islands, more west. And but the Big Island is the one that is that, you know, that the one that's the most easily recognizable in terms of the shape of Hawaii. They have Kona and Hilo as two major cities. And this is closer to Hilo. And it's a scary time. So we're praying for Hawaiians through this. That's it's not a good situation at all. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and Ace Hardware. Actually, multiple Ace Hardware employees had to save a Michigan woman who overdosed in the store parking lot. A lot of you guys have noticed that a lot of these overdoses happen near Walmarts, Home Depots, you know, hardware stores. Why? Well, bigger parking lots. These stores are usually a part of strip malls where there's big parking lots. So people can be in the parking lot, be left alone, have a little bit more privacy because it's a bigger parking lot. They can park a few rows back. And sometimes, unfortunately, they can, you know, do things like overdose. So three employees at the Great Lakes Ace Hardware Store. Ace is a place with a half a home. Okay. In Jackson, Michigan, saved the life of a woman who allegedly overdosed on heroin. Lisa Huff, one of the three employees responsible for saving the woman, first noticed she was slumped over her car in the store's parking lot. Then two of her fellow co-workers, Cody Brigham and Joe Bomarito, also noticed the woman. They called 911. They used a crowbar to pry the woman's car door open. See, that's what helps about working at, like, Ace Hardware. I mean, you have everything you need there. So they used a crowbar to pry the window open, dragged her out, and started performing CPR. They said it looked like she was gone. We thought she was gone. Paramedics then treated the woman for a heroin overdose. Now, eventually later, we're going to see most of these stores have on hand naloxone. And many people say, well, wait a second, how do we know it's a drug overdose and not a heart attack? Well, one thing we're starting to learn in ACLS is give naloxone anyway. Doesn't hurt. That's what we're being told. If you have someone who's unresponsive, pulseless, not breathing, while you're waiting for the paramedics, yeah, whether you can find track marks or not, might not hurt to give them the naloxone, the antidote, for the opioid overdose. So that's what I was trained in my ACLS, and I'm like, all right, so I guess we're going to give it anyway, just in case. You know, because if the average person doesn't know, now, not that I want the average person injecting people and using up naloxone when they don't have to, but you got somebody that's out. I'm wondering if, as part of, you know, community life support, you know, basic life support, CPR type stuff, if they're going to start training just the average citizen to start administering it when somebody's obtunded or completely out without a pulse and not breathing. So, Jackson County Sheriff Sergeant Cullen Noblock said the three employees should be called heroes for helping the woman. They definitely went above and beyond what their job duties are. They saw a person in need and acted without even thinking about their safety. Very, very cool. By the way, they say the woman's about to is expected to recover. The CEO of Ace Hardware Corporation said he is so proud of our Red Vest heroes, Cody, Joe, and Lisa. So, quick timing. You know, it's interesting. They did go above and beyond to go out there and help somebody. I think Good Samaritan laws would protect them. If they didn't help the person, you wonder if there would be liability. It's in the Ace Hardware parking lot. Personally, I would be designating just me as a doctor. I would be designating people in my, you know, branch. Okay, you're the, you know, on-call CPR first aid caregiver, just in case anything happens. I just see things happening all the time. Didn't they say, wasn't there a medical issue on a plane? And they were like, is there a doctor in the house? And the doctor just ended up happening being the Surgeon General. Let me look that up. I just heard that the Surgeon General had to assist in a medical emergency on a plane. Boy, those happen a lot. It was a Delta flight. Delta crews like, is there a doctor in the house? And Surgeon General Jerome Adams was there, and he was glad to assist. Good for him. Now, we don't really know what the situation was. Apparently a passenger became ill, and he worked with the flight crew. He's been a Surgeon General. He's an anesthesiologist. Anesthesiologists are great. They know life support. They know basic, advanced. They know medications. They know they can handle codes. You know, if you're going to be on a plane and unfortunately go through a medical incident, having an ER doc, a surgeon, anesthesiologist, nurse, anybody that works with acute care, you're lucky. That's pretty good. So, of course, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant praised Dr. Adams. Nice job, Dr. Adams. It's very, very cool. Always nice to have a Surgeon General help you. By the way, it looked like he was in his fatigues and everything. He looked really, really good. So I'm a fan. So it looks like the patient's doing well, and he is a hero. Yeah, I always like helping people on the plane. You know, you feel like a hero, and you get a free drink sometimes. I really like that free drink. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. The 12 occupations that serial killers may gravitate to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.